Our gospel lesson for today reads, "When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them." A horrific storm had begun while Jesus was separated from his disciples. Fear overcomes them. What are they to do? What would we do? Since the beginning of time, the Bible repeatedly alludes to the sea in terms of chaos, a beguiling mass of anti-creation. Though created by God, the sea represents darkness, a supernatural place denoting chaos and confusion. And yet, this is where our disciples find themselves, alone and without their Savior. In some, the storming sea has become a seemingly impenetrable barrier between the disciples and Jesus. So again, we ask, what are they to do? What would we do? At this time, I'd like to share another story, a more contemporary story of a man that I knew from my hometown in Jefferson City, Missouri. His name was Jack. I knew Jack for many years as he battled his own storming seas in the form of alcoholism. Jack was a prominent 60-year-old attorney. Everyone loved Jack. He was fun-loving, brilliant, and a fantastic family man. If not working, Jack was always involved with his family. He absolutely loved his wife and three young sons. But this cheerful picture became blurred and somewhat dark when alcoholism took hold. At first, nobody knew. As with many such cases, his alcoholism was discreet, well hid. But eventually it came out, at first slowly with a few social drinks. And then it began to control his life. Public displays became more prevalent. It finally came to a point of family intervention, but this did not work. His world continued its downward spiral, and then it happened. This once highly successful attorney was forced to resign from his well-respected law firm. His loss of job transitioned into a deep depression. Frequent outings away from home became the norm. And then his health took a turn for the worse. His deprived immune system gave way, and his body began to age horribly. This highly successful multimillionaire and loving father became homeless, walking the streets literally day and night. And eventually he died from a liver complication. I ask that you relate to this story in terms of our gospel lesson today. This story is not about alcoholism. It's not about judging someone or even how to fix the situation. This story is about a man, Jack, who, like any one of us, encountered a storm which eventually separated him from God, from his family, from his work, and finally from his life. We've all encountered a storm at one time or another. It could be a relationship gone bad. It could be a lost job. Or it could be a deep depression that we fall into for any number of reasons. I believe that today's gospel lesson is not about a miraculous healing or the ability to walk on water. That's up to God. No, I believe our passage today calls us as disciples of Christ to maintain our belief in Him, even in the midst of our storm. And as we reflect on our passage for today, we realize the disciple begins to slip into the sea as he loses sight of Christ. This is the focus of our story. Don't lose sight of Christ. For if we lose sight of Christ, we too may slip into the stormy sea. This sermon is not a quick fix infomercial revealing an all too easy resolve. This rationale would miss the point that bad things do happen. Lest we forget that people do face horrible circumstances each and every day. It's simply part of our world. But it doesn't have to stop here. And there is hope. There is hope in today's gospel lesson where God is revealed to us in His Word through Jesus Christ. As we look upon our gospel lesson, we see Jesus reaching out to His disciple, as He does to us, responding to our call, "Jesus, save me." It is now in the midst of our prayer to Him that we most realize He is truly the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. This is our treasure. Hold it tight. In closing, we return to our initial question. While in the midst of the storm, what are the disciples to do? What would we do? I believe that through baptism we have been bonded, never to be separated from God through Christ. Think about this gift, this love from God. Pray for it, St. John's. Pray for it over and over. You can see it. You can feel it. And you can know it in your heart. I ask that you come to know and believe in Christ, in mind, body, and soul. Even in the midst of your storm, especially in the midst of your storm. Amen.